emotion get tangled up. Check me in, am I insane or what? Haven't we been through this pain enough? Now I'm broken and afraid to trust. Feelings I could just die from. I need an asylum.
Resembling rap, but running your mouth like you running the track. So I suggest you stay the fuck out the trap. Ain't no fucking with tracks. I told you before, this shit deeper than rap. I'm one of the greatest. Fuck all of you haters. I'm changing the game, no debating with that. So get from in front of me, homie. You gonna be sick if you think you can run with me. Taking my shine right from under me. I pull your card, ain't no lie, that's a fact. Cause I'm sick of you lame. Something in front and like shit is a game. I'm putting it work like I run with the gang. Yeah, me and that like we like one and the same. So stop playing games. Acting all hard for 5 minutes of fame. When I pull your card, you be calling for guard. Yeah, I said it before and I say it again. Your boy is an animal. Bars understandable. Eating like Hannibal. I swear to God, I be going so hard. So fuck what you talking. The monster is back. Look, this shit deeper than rap. Yeah, this shit deeper than rap. Your boy on a mission. No need for convincing. I'm trying to get paid for no lie. That's a fact. So this shit deeper than rap. Man, this shit deeper than rap. I done been through the struggle. It's my time to bubble. You fuckers in trouble. The monster is back. This shit deeper than rap. Yeah, this shit deeper than rap. Your boy on a mission. No need for convincing. I'm trying to get paid for no lie. That's a fact. So this shit deeper than rap. Man, this shit deeper than rap. I done been through the struggle. It's my time to bubble. You fuckers in trouble. The monster is back.
Tommy Tracks on that right there. Salute, famo. You know how it go. We got you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Jerktastic in the Morning Show with the Mr. Man. Y'all already know. King 1033, Sassy. That's me, you dig. We getting ready to get it in this morning. I hope everybody feeling real jerky because that's what we going to give to you, man. We got some hot chop and drop. You know, I'm going to chop on it a little bit. Y'all know how we do. And we back on the new music, man. We back at it, man. We got a whole lot of new music. We're going to be dropping, man. We're going to give y'all a taste in this morning show. We full-blown show this morning, man. So y'all going to jerk and y'all going to rock and roll with us. You dig? Big shouts out, man, to everybody that's been hitting the like, that's been sharing the shows, that's been listening to the shows, hitting them replays, man. Hey, we see the numbers. We appreciate y'all. Hey, it's all love from the nation to y'all. We wouldn't be able to do some of the things we do if it wasn't for y'all, man. So salute all out to all y'all. And remember, Muskogee, Oklahoma, Port City Acres, October 29th, Femo Nation 30, free kids meals, and we're going to let y'all adults get some food too. You dig? Because that's how we do it, man. And remember, when y'all see Femo Nation 30 pull up, all the meals is free, man. You ain't got to worry about having money in your pocket. We don't care if you do got money in your pocket, man. Femo Nation 30, man. We coming up. We pulling up Port City, October 29th, Port City Acres, and giving away food, man. All meals are free. So don't even worry about it, man. Hey, check it out. You might be able to get a little extra. You ain't got to cook at home that night. You dig? Or if you ain't got, don't feel ashamed. Don't feel embarrassed or none of that, man. That's what we do it for. Come and get it. Again, October 29th, Port City Acres is going down, man. Y'all stay tuned because we're going to drop the time frame, man. We're trying to track the weather, make sure and see if it's going to be cold, if it's going to be this. But we got y'all. No matter what, it's going down and it's going to happen, man. We're so excited. And that's the thing, man. The seed was planted. And when you hear the people in the community, man, actually asking for when y'all going to do the next one, where y'all pulling up next and these type of things, man, that right there should motivate you, man, and pump. And check this out. The door is open for anybody that want to join in with the Femo Nation 30, man. Holler at us, contact us, and you can work. If you don't know us personally, hit the email. ChopOnTheRadio@gmail.com. ChopOnTheRadio@gmail.com. Put in there, man, that you acquiring about trying to be a part of the Femo Nation 30. You know any of us, contact us, man, and we'll see about, see if we can get you on the team. But Definitely, October 29th, we're going to be off in that thing, you dig? Out there at Port City Acres, man, doing what we do, giving back from the heart, being the change that we see. I know a lot of people talk about change. A lot of people been talking about it. A lot of people stopped talking about it. But no change ever came. No change ever really happened, you dig? So that's what we trying to do. We are doing being the change that we see. That's what man, and we thankful for it, and we're glad that we're in the position that we in, and able to do it, man, and able to give back from our hearts, man. Famo Nation 30 right now is 100% funded by Famo Nation Forever and our sponsors. You dig? We ain't got no big ass sponsors dropping loads and tons of money on us. Nah, man, we getting it, feeding people, people feeding the people. That's how it is, man. People feeding the people. Sometimes we need to quit seeing these superstars that do it and these politicians that do it for the fame and the glitz and the glamour and tax write-offs and these type of things. And we need to show the people and go back to what some of this shit was based on. The people, everyday people helping everyday people, spreading more love. You dig? We're going to get into it, man. But I had to drop that on y'all, man, kind of sauce y'all up, let some more of y'all pull in. And I got to say, appreciate y'all that tuned in to the last Jerktastic in the Morning show. See a lot of y'all pull back up this morning. Oh, yeah, we're going to get it in. And y'all know I'm going to sauce y'all ass up. Big shout out 901 Trigger Trey. He been doing this thing, man. Got to get him back on the show for a follow-up interview. Y'all, okay. Hey, we too jerking around this thing, man.
Hey, let this shit ride, sir.
I got nightmares, I see visions of my casket in the grave. I got homies in the pistol thugging all behind the case. I got problems with myself, I'm trying to cope with every day. Rolling back with double cups and popping beans until I'm faded. I see demons while I'm sleeping. God protect me cause I know the devil's scheming. God, I need you. I see demons breaking sweats outside my body while I'm sleeping.
I've been zoning out my body, pop three pills in one day. Just pop the top, suppose some foes, a body drifting away. The dirty smiling faces, opposition, big bird of case. Too much bullshit, I'm trying to numb myself with beans in a J. Devils around me, your niggas been down at me. I keep my thoughts locked up in the cage. You niggas been stupid, clout chasing for some likes. I've been clutching the guap in the K. Filling my clip with the hollows, ain't promise tomorrow. I've been thugging the hard with the day. Down in the bottle, in here with a bitch in the front, trying to drop this dick off in the face. Living the hair, trying to get the fuck out. Niggas tryna knock a nigga ass off. Bop till I fall, fuckin' cash out. Drop dick on a bitch till she pass out. Fuck all these niggas with their hands out. Bitch think cause she got her ass out. I'm about to put these fuckin' bands out. Bitch better work her goddamn out.
I got nightmares, I see visions of my casket in the grave. I got homies in the pistol thuggin' all behind the case. I got problems with myself, I'm trying to cope with every day. Rolling back with double cups and popping beans until I'm faded. I see demons while I'm sleeping. God protect me cause I know the devil's scheming. God, I need you. I see demons breaking sweats outside my body while I'm sleeping.
All I feel is the pain. Late nights trying to get it blunt and get it twisted. When it leaning with my sister, I ain't slept in 3 days. I got no bitch to lay up when I'm flat on the couch with the strap watching minutes and K. Got no bitch to lay up when I'm rolling up switching to switching and J after J. C1 died and then treetop died. I got too much pride to show the shit on my face. Got me feeling like Pac in the old days. Drop top, not big strap with the boozy face. Still sticking to the code, I ain't four raised by the old heads and the OGs in the old days. So much pain deep inside, Mr. Pain with the pride. Got me ready to die down. Really know the hustle, learn to get off the muscle. Smashing in the competition, ain't no motherfuckers hustle. I'm clocking me days. In the warehouse steady thugging, coming home to the trap house living rugged. Rent pass through lights off, devil in my ear telling me to stretch everything in public. Still running out of gut, I came from nothing. Little nigga big heart, I'm shaking something. All little special on my death bed with a middle finger, let me screaming motherfucker.
I got nightmares, I see visions of my casket in the grave. I got homies in the pistol thugging all behind the case. I got problems with myself, I'm trying to cope with every day. Rolling back with double cups and popping beans until I'm faded. I see demons while I'm sleeping. God protect me cause I know the devil's scheming. God, I need you. I see demons breaking sweats outside my body while I'm sleeping.
I see demons while I'm sleeping.
While I'm sleeping.
Yeah, I'm scheming. Yeah, I need you. Yeah, I need you. I see demons.
Chill, man. Big shots at 901 Trigger Trey right there on that one, man. Say, I got to give y'all this, man. I said every morning, man, picking a song, man, and putting out there to y'all, man, to kind of pass that energy and that vibe off from the music on y'all that be paying attention and that be listening and checking out the show. You did. So we appreciate y'all for that, man. Now, you might have heard this song a couple of times. We're going to get off into some new stuff, but I'm going to play this. We got to come back and check in with Femos, and then we're going to get into a lot of the new music, man. Full show, we got y'all right now, man. So this right here, man, is a song I'm going to pick for the song today, man, to let this soak into your energy. Let this soak into your energy, to your vibe, and to your jerking, man. Let it soak into your jerking. Let's go.
This world on fire, no one can come close to you, you're so far off the ground. Make us all come alive. Be my guide, take me high. I'm watching the way you move. Energy all inside. I like the way you keep it cool. In the sky, you're gonna set this world on fire. No one can come close to you. You're so high off the ground. Go ahead and shine, shine, shine through. Shine it up so, so bright. Make us all come alive.
Right there, man. Let that go on ahead and be captivating to your energy, dude. Let it surround you, man. Because remember, you are uniquely built, man. You are uniquely here for a purpose. You dig? So anything you go through, man, anything you go through is for a reason, right? So go on here and let that shit shine, man. Go on, let it shine. You here for a purpose, man. It don't matter if you're snappy. It don't matter if you're super smart. It don't matter if you're the most polite or the most politically incorrect. It don't matter, man. Let that shine so bright so it can hit somebody else, man. It will motivate and inspire somebody else, man. It will make somebody else feel like they can keep going. They can keep pushing. They can do this. They can do that. Whatever it is in their life. But they can't get that, man, if it's not put out there in that energy, right? So we got to put that in that energy. Shine bright, man. Stop. No longer sit in the back. No longer be quiet. No longer keep a mask on your face. No longer hide your talent. Don't hide that shine. Don't stop that shine. Don't stop them sun rays, man. Let that shit shine bright as you can and keep shining on them. Keep shining on them. All right, that's all I got to say for right now, man. Let me check in, man. I got to check in with Femo Petty Murphy. He checked in today on the show again. Femo, what's good with you, man? What's jerking out there?
Man, that was nothing but truth. I'm just sitting here actually getting ready to promo Sunday Funday on the Petty Murphy Project, everybody. Y'all make sure y'all tap in, man. That is actually growing more, man, with that inspiration. And I know you've seen the last interview I did with the BD show, and
yeah,
12
yeah.
years old, man. She that was inspirational, and to come on, you know, yesterday, after being, you know, with everything BS and all these stuff, two people like, oh, he was on Chop Body Radio a couple of weeks ago. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday was the first time I was on Chop Body Radio for the first time in 2 months, and they've been doing the morning
yeah.
show. We did this as a music show. So whatever bullshit y'all been listening to, that blow up, you a part of that blow up culture, and that's why I'm like, I have to get rid of y'all. Y'all like to keep shit, people like to
yeah.
keep shit going, own fucking amusement. But people don't seem to understand is that submissive that tried to defuse the situation 8 months ago. And the mister had to have seen it for itself. He knew what was up. Y'all think everything's a fucking game, but you know what? God sees all. God knows all. God prevails. God made you put that tooth out for y'all, and y'all got mad. So guess what? God did. But I ain't worried about that. Sunday Funday is going to be motherfucking dope as hell.
I'm just getting ready to do the promo for the interview that I'll be doing with Tara T. Quest Middle. So I'm getting ready to do some promo work on that. But other than that, Famo, you know,
right,
hearing
right.
that shine.
Yeah, yeah.
Hearing shine. Shine, everybody.
Yeah.
Shine.
Man.
Let nobody and let nothing, no circumstance, there's no circumstance in life that we cannot overcome. There's no circumstance in life you cannot overcome. You got to fight.
That's real.
Fight.
Got
and
to,
you,
man.
You
got
done.
To. Straight up. And that's what it is, man. Shine. Shine. And whatever it is that you do, man, it don't matter if you do nothing that, you know, seem like should be on TV or none of this type stuff, man. You could just be a everyday person, man, just getting up, going to work, taking care of yourself, taking care of those around you, whatever it is. Shine. Let that shine, because that right there is needed out here. And I think sometimes, man, too, the overall world, how we look at stuff, man, no, man, everybody's energy is what makes this world turn. Everybody's energy is needed. All right, when they say it can't take one person to do this and one person to do that, that's true. You can muster up the energy. You can do a whole lot, right? But overall, man, for the overall picture of people and things and situation, man, everybody's energy has to be pushing more than that. You're not going to get 100% of the people to do this. You're not going to get 100% of the people to do that, right? Cool. But you got to do it. Everybody say at the end of the day, right? If y'all notice with me, man, I say at the end of the day and the start of the day, because the end of the day and the start of the day, neither one of them is more important than the other one, right? You can have an end of the day and not have a start of the day. You can have a start of the day and not have an end of the day, right? So at the start of the day and the end of the day, man, let that shit shine. Stop holding back. Stop saying, okay, well, it's now. Put that shit in their face. If that's what you got to take, if that's what it's calling for, then that's what you got to do. If people say, oh, man, you're negative. Oh, man, you're tripping all the time. You tell them, no, I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission, and I got to do what I got to do to get where I'm going or to get what I need. I have to let this shine inside of me out because that's what it's in me for a reason. It's in me to be let out, not to be kept in. So whatever it is that you're doing, man, it don't matter what nobody's saying. It don't matter how nobody's feeling. It don't matter if you ain't getting no likes on your page. It ain't nothing, man, no, none of that shit matter. You keep shining. You keep shining, man. And I'll tell you a personal so you'll think I ain't just out here blowing smoke. See, we've been doing a lot of work around here in Muskogee. Me personally, I know this is my hometown. I get love all around the city. You know what I mean? That's understood, right? But when it comes to some work, you always sit back and wonder, well, bam, man, is it, you know, is people really appreciative, man? Do they really see how much, you know, you're doing to try to help your city and help it change and stuff? And when you have random people that have come up that you don't know, you've never met, and that'll tell you, hey, keep doing what y'all doing. Keep being exactly who you is. Keep saying the exact things that you're saying. People need to hear this. Our city need to wake up. See, that'll squash out all the shit on social media, right? That'll squash out all the naysayers. That'll let you know what you doing and what you felt and what you heard and the vision and all that you got and you operating in that. When those things happen, that'll let you know it's confirmation. See, on Facebook, they'll tell you, and social media, Instagram, they'll tell you, oh, don't say this and don't do this and don't do that. But when you get your ass out in that real life and you start mingling and rubbing shoulders with real people and you start doing things, you'll start finding out that damn what them people saying on social media, them people that's really real is going to recognize the work that you're doing. They're going to recognize the blessing that you are, and they're going to recognize that shine that you got inside you. Why? Because they ain't got a predetermined mindset to down you. They ain't got a predetermined mindset to judge you. They don't have a predetermined mindset to be jealous or envious of your shine. So I had to, that's a personal experience. I had to learn that too, and that go on right here in Muskogee, Oklahoma. That go on right here in Muskogee, Oklahoma. But I know what it is. And I'm passing this on to everybody else because you got to understand this. Sometimes our shine be so bright, folks don't know how to stand next to it. Folks don't know how to stand next to it. Folks don't know how to they don't know how to add to it. Folks get fearful of it. They get fearful of it, and a lot of it be our own people. And it comes from way back in time when they placed that fear upon us for us, each other, for to be great. And right here in Muskogee, that's one thing, you know, I ain't going to get into that stuff, but that's one thing right there. The city, we got to change, man, in order to keep pushing forward and in order to keep growing. We have to change that type of mindset because that type of mindset is not going to allow us to grow. You dig? We're going to take more losses than we see. We might not see them, but we're going to take more losses. But that's just what it is, man. But stop letting them rays shine. A lot of folks ain't going to know how to stand next to it. A lot of folks, they say throwing shade. Fuck all that bullshit, man, that they've been putting out there that's been blocking all your mind. You dig? Yeah, they tell you you're throwing shade. Now, y'all is the shade. And it's time for all that shit to get zipped up. At some point in time, they say everything, it's nothing new that happens under the sun. So that real's coming back. It's a time when that real is getting ready to come back. And all this shit that we've been pushing, all this that been pushed on people, all these sayings that don't make no sense, that nobody understands, they just say it because it's cool. All of that shit is getting ready to be uncool. All of that is getting ready to be exposed. All of that is going to seem like, hey, man, hey, I can't believe we was even living like that. But the only way that'll happen for you is if you living in that energy and you pushing in that energy to know more, to gain more knowledge, to see more, to understand more, understand what surrounds you. You got to. And when you start shining bright and you start letting that shine out, you'll start understanding a whole lot of things. A lot of people got shine inside themselves, but they don't know how to let it out. Just like they don't know how to stand next to you when you shine, they don't know how to stand next to themselves and shine. Right? So you got to understand that. You in a pit. You in a pit full of a lot of people that don't know how to let that shine out of them. But you can be the one to motivate them to let it out. You can be the one, no matter if they hate you, no matter if they your enemy. It don't matter. We all human. And our bodies work the same ways, right? So it don't matter if they hate you. It don't matter if they don't like you. It don't matter if they jealous of you or they envious of you. Your work, doing it from what you doing it for, the real reason, your work going to inspire them to do something. Your work going to inspire them to push harder. Your work going to inspire them to do something a little more. Your work going to inspire them at the very least to go tell somebody else about the shit that you doing. So then that seed can go into that person that they talking about, what they thinking they dying in you, and now you didn't inspire that person over there. You don't even know. Right? But you got to do it. You got to stand in the fire. And you might have to stand in the fire. Hold on, Petty, I got you. You might have to stand in the fire. You know, I get in this moment, man, I got to let it go. When you stand in the fire, sometimes you might be by yourself. Sometimes it might just be your team. Sometimes it might just be yourself. But you stand in that damn fire. You stand in that fire. And you let them all see it. Everybody say, oh, move in silence. Man, the hell with that. That's because they don't got no faith. Their faith ain't as strong as yours. Your faith ain't, they faith ain't as strong as yours, so they'll tell you to move like them. They'll tell you to tuck your tail and hide and move in silence. But if you got faith, it don't matter what the hell people know. It don't matter what they try to do to block you or to stop you or to stop that shine. You got faith, so that shine is going to outshine they work to try to stop you. You got to understand this. We've been misinformed by our own people with all these sayings and all this bullshit. That's why we say no blow up. We don't want no blow up. That era is gone. And if you my age, I'm 38. If you're close to my age and older and you're still running around here with these sayings that's been built by these kids that don't know life, you too got to change. You too got to change from the shit you're saying. They used to make jokes about me and Muskogee because we started using our own words, right? But then when they found out the meaning behind that own words, then they respect certain people, start respecting it. See, if we've been taught to follow trends that don't make no damn sense. Move in silence. I ain't fearful, man. I ain't never been fearful. I wasn't born with a spirit of fear. So why would I be fearful? I tell any move I'm doing. You think you can stop it. You might try to hinder it. But if it's in God's will, guess what? Ain't nothing you can do to stop me. If my power is working through me, it's from him, ain't nothing you can do to stop me. Ain't nothing they can do to stop you. That's what y'all got to understand. It's going to always be somebody to try to stop greatness. That's why they form together to be one. That's how powerful you are. They have to grow. They have to go tell somebody else because they got to get somebody else on their team because they can't beat you alone. They energy, they shine is not bright enough on their own. It looks like it. It looks like it. That's why you can stand next to a person who looks like they got everything and you still outshine them. Because they ain't walking in their purpose. They got to figure that shit out. We don't care about them. Care about you. You still letting that shine out. They can't defeat you by themselves. They can't hurt you by themselves. They can't stop you by themselves. That right there should be power for you. That right there should let you know you are the chosen one. Let that shit shine, man. Let that shit shine and shine bright. I see a lot of cats, and what I mean by that, I don't mean that bullshit. I don't mean that bullshit, that flip-floppy stuff when you was kids and you thought you were doing this and you thought you were doing this and you really wasn't doing nothing. And then you get grown and you turn into the biggest gangster, the biggest gang member and all this in the world. Now, we ain't saying let that shine because that's fake. We tired of that. That's done. That's done. I don't care what my city show. My city don't want that no more. They tired of seeing that fake shit. They tired of seeing that. Why? Because we know everybody know everybody. If in your music you're shooting and killing, and in the 90s you wasn't shooting and killing, in the 2000s you wasn't shooting and killing, it's time to change. It's time to let it go. And it's time to let who you really is shine. See, everybody started doing certain things because they thought it was cool. But ain't a lot of them cats that's out here doing stuff now and people that's doing it now. What change did it bring? What change did it bring? How many of them have you seen out here cleaning up, doing certain things? Oh, they going to get with it. Oh, you're going to start seeing more of it. Because all it takes is for one person who shine to break through that darkness. And that's why you can't stop. That's why you gotta let your shit shine. There's people out there depending on you that you don't even know. They don't even know you. They're depending on somebody. They waiting around to see somebody stand against everybody and tell everybody y'all fucking up the game. It's that morning motivation. It's jerk-tastic in the morning. Ain't no topic off limit. But that right there, a lot of people stop and shine, man. A lot of people stop and a lot of people shine here in the city, and that's why I'm going to show you the way it is. That's why the mindset is the way it is. Because we follow behind the same people that got the same mindset. We're going to get off into that when I'm talking about shine. Let that shit shine. You ain't outnumbered. We out here. Chosen ones is out here. Let that shit shine so we can find you. Let that shit shine so we can connect with you. And I ain't talking about like us, just us. I'm talking about the other people that's chosen too. Stop riding with that darkness and start riding with that light. Start riding with the ones that's really out here trying to do something, and maybe your light can shine bright too. But you can't do that if you're still chasing and following behind the shit that ain't going to never let your shit shine. That could be addiction. That could be people. That could be a mindset. That could be anything. You know how many people will judge you if they think you ain't got nothing? And you could have more money sitting in the storage in a bag than they'd ever made in a year. But you don't dress like it. You don't drive like it. And they'll treat you like you ain't got nothing. And you could probably buy them and everything they got. And these are the same people, the same mindset that you think you should be listening to. You think you should be judging and basing off life and all of this? No, man, because they ain't letting their shit shine. Let your shit shine. You the one that got the money put back. You the one that can do this. You the one that been doing this. You the one that been doing whatever it is in your life you've been doing. You the one that's been doing it. Let that shit shine. Show them something. Show them something. See, they twisted all our people's mind when they started making us think it was the white man against just us. No, it'd be us against us too. That's human nature. So we put everything off on everybody else, but when do we start holding ourselves accountable for the energy and the vibes and the misinformation that we have put on ourselves and that we've passed on to everybody else? That's why your little sister scared to shine. That's why your little cousin scared to shine. That's why your brother scared to talk to you about this. That's why your sister scared to come and tell you what she really trying to do in the game and business and how she trying to come up, because you're still operating in that darkness, and it ain't got shit to do with no Facebook. It ain't got shit to do with no Instagram. This shit life, man. This shit real life. When you come up off of that shit and you walk around and that's the type of energy you have toward your own, damn what they saying on social media, you the problem. You the one that need to change your energy. A lot of folks got mad because of what I said about the church, and that's cool. Let your shine shine bright too. Let your shit supposed to be shining from how y'all say it harder than all of us. I don't see it. You ain't got to prove nothing to me. Prove it to the one you believe in. You ain't got to prove nothing to me. Prove it to the one you drop on your knees and pray to then. Because if you can't put me in your church house, how many more people you think is like me out here? If you can't sit down and reach and talk to me, how many people you think is like me that you can't sit down and talk to? But I bet you I can. I bet you people like us can. So, again, let your light shine bright too. Let your light shine bright too. You can't have mayors of the city who light ain't shine. Oh, I go all goddamn day long. Y'all know I do it because it gets real. I don't plan none of this. I don't write none of this stuff, type stuff down. When I come with facts, I come with facts. But when I start speaking like this, this shit worked through. This is what worked through me. I don't write none of this down. I don't rehearse none of this. I don't got to. I can wake up and do this. And it ain't bragging that saying what worked through me. I done been on my knees half my life, all my life praying. I know what worked through me, so that's why I'm telling y'all, let your shit shine bright. Fuck what they saying. This your day. If you didn't start it yesterday, this your day to start it today. Ain't no more backing down. Ain't no more folding. Ain't no more being quiet. Ain't no more moving in silence. See, I was a soldier out here on the streets, so I felt like, shit, if you said you could stop me, nigga, show me. If you say you can stop me, show me. And it ain't never happened. Because ain't no man stronger than what I believe in.
Ain't
everybody
no man
say,
stronger
well, damn,
than
I didn't stop myself. Hell no. Nah. I stopped myself on a lot of things, but I know what rules my life. I know what's the head of my life. People always ask me all the time, damn, hey, man, you always doing this, you always doing this. Yay, because it's what I pray for. It's what I pray for. So don't judge me. I'm walking in exactly the stuff that I pray for. What you walking in? What you praying for? That's all that matter. And are you walking in that? I tell people all the time, one of my prayers I've always prayed, man, was let God use me to reach as many people as I can. And that don't mean because for my own good. Use me to reach as many people as I can. What do I do with myself? What is, if you know me, you know what I do. So I say this to everybody. Walk in what you pray for. Walk in what you believe in. You don't pray, hey, that's on you. Then walk in what you want and let that shit shine. It can be totally opposite from how I believe. I'm not going to judge you. I ain't going to say you wrong. But you wrong if you ain't doing everything you can to let that shit shine and get out. Because it's somebody else that need that sun ray that you pushing out more than you do. Some people's situation a little bit worse than yours. Some people a little bit more off than you is. They ain't got it all. But something from you that sent to you that was placed in you that didn't come from you, supposed to go out and touch that person. Supposed to go out. These people supposed to see that shit. So when you start speaking real, when you start finally standing up for yourself, what would happen? They tell you don't do this shit, but then yet they go and support. They don't want no bullying in school. They don't want no bullying in school, and I agree with that. But, hold on, but as a grown person, when you stand up for yourself, what they'll tell you, what all the weaklings will tell you, all the weaklings will tell you don't stand up for yourself. See how flip-floppy people is? That's why you got to be you. Because they'll fight for kids not getting bullied in school, but then when you get a grow up, when you're an adult and you stand up for yourself, they'll try to tell you you're wrong by how you're standing up for yourself. Now, you know how many times I got bashed for some of the shit that I did put my work in, but guess what? It's people that came back to me and apologized to me because since I've been here, they seen the level of creativity that just comes at any time, and then they seen some of the things that I've built and I said I built, and you don't see that as being too much creative, so you can tell who did certain things. So a lot of them people got to come back. And a lot of them people still scared to come stand in front of me because they know the certain things they didn't say. I ain't mad at them. Tell them to their face. Let your shit shine. That's who you going to be. That's what you going to be. Let that shit shine then. I ain't going to tell you how to do you. I can't tell you how to let your shit shine. But what I can tell you is if you ain't letting it shine, stop being afraid. Stop being afraid.
Mm-hmm.
It's always somebody out here that's fighting too. It's always somebody else out here, man, that's trying to make it. And people are trying to block. People are doing this. It's energy out here that's that. It's energy out here that's that. And they keep fighting no matter what. They keep pushing no matter what. And you know what? You done seen them. They get to be old. And they don't never get on TV. They don't never get $1 million house. They don't never have $1 million car. But they got more peace and more happiness and more love in their heart than anybody that got all that. How do they attain that? They don't attain that by being fake. They don't attain that by living by what the world tell you and thinking all this bullshit that they didn't put on our minds. Ah, man. They attain that shit doing what's true to them and doing what makes them happy. Being real to they self. Letting they shit shine. You don't got to be no superstar to let your shit shine. You can just be a real person in your own lane.
Mm-hmm.
But don't hide it. Don't hide it, because sucker stuff right now is at an all-time high. You did. Sucker stuff right now is at an all-time high, man. And a lot of sucker stuff have became what people call cool and what people say is in and all of that. Nah, man. Nah. It's a lot of your, you know, people get mad when I say this shit, but it's a lot of your leaders and shit like that, that's not really who they is. And at the same time, when I talked about holding our own people down, is because y'all know it's certain people that are qualified for certain positions, and our own people won't even align them for the overall good. Because that's that follower mindset. And that's because they don't know how to let what's inside them shine. But they'll stop you. They'll try to stop you from shining. They'll try to stop you. And if you don't believe me, start you something. Start you something that people like. And watch which one's going to fuck with you and watch which ones ain't. Watch which ones will tell somebody about you and watch which ones won't. See, I say stuff and a lot of people get to feeling some type of way because I do radio. I've been in this game, right? Petty, you know, the whole time I was in Wichita, I get back down here around some of my partners. Some of their partners never knew anything about what I did, but they in the same lane as that. That right there showed me everything. And these people I grew up with. But then you go to Wichita, Kansas, and you ask some people about who I fuck with here in Muskogee. You ask some of them about if they remember them coming in. Oh, yeah, they going to tell you. I remember. Woo-woo. Oh, yeah, he cool. But I come back to my own hometown, and my own people won't even tell their own people anything about it. See, bullshit a bargain. This jerking is real. Ain't too many. That's why I say everybody need to get in their jerking lifestyle, man, because you're going to find out who really real in your life and who ain't. You're going to find out who really real in your life, and you're going to find out who believe in you and who don't. You're going to find out who thinks you're less valuable than they are. So let your shit shine. Let your shit shine. Because if you don't, you're really only hurting yourself. You're only staying boxed in on yourself. Everybody look for ways to beat depression, for ways to beat stress. Ways to beat anger, ways to beat all of this. If you ain't a praying person, do what you got to do. Get on your knees and pray. Stand up and pray. When you walk throughout your day, pray. No matter what you're doing, pray. In every aspect of your life, pray over it. And then have faith enough to know that it shall come to pass. Stand on it. A little kid asked me one time, they said, Pat, why do people say the same prayer every time, every Sunday in church? And I couldn't lie to him. I had to tell him, man, that's where their faith is. That's where their faith is. So you got to know. You got an opportunity right now. Stand and believe on the shit. And then go let your shit shine. Don't think just because you got knocked down, your blessing ain't coming. No, it's probably a test to see if you're going to still stand on your faith. No matter what. No matter if you're standing in that fog. By yourself, with your team, with your city, with your spouse, with your kids. Are you by yourself? Stand on that shit. Because if not, the real one's going to see right through you. And I do. I do. Like I said, I had put posts out earlier, and I stand on that shit, man. It's way past time. We just go ahead and tell the truth on things. That whole the gangster life, if you wasn't no gangster out here, you wasn't no gangster out here, it's okay. I wasn't out in the street shooting and killing people. I tell people that all the time. But I never took a L when I was throwing these hands. It ain't one person on these streets that can say that they whooped Pac-Man. That or that, and if they do, that's false. I won't even entertain that because it's true. It's false. There's no truth into it. But see, that's difference between living who you really is and trying to be somebody you're not. And then when you live in somebody you not, and then you trying to motivate and inspire everybody else, and you saying quotes and all of this shit to make people think that you really got it going on, when every day of your life you struggle with being yourself and being who you think you should be. And these the ones that get the likes. These the ones that get the shares. These the ones that get the, what y'all call it, clout. The people who wake up every day and have to put so much energy into being someone they think they should be instead of putting that energy into being them. See the difference? Being yourself is so easy. being somebody sure that's not is not letting your shit shine. Because all you doing is sending more fake energy out here for that same little kid that asked me about why church people pray the same prayer every Sunday. Some of y'all sending that same energy to that little kid to do that same shit y'all doing. That whole fake it till you make it shit. The whole fake it till you make it turned into we got a whole bunch of fake people out here. But we taught each other to fake it till you make it. We taught each other that you only got $500 in your pocket and a nice car, but act like you got $1 million. We taught each other to go buy a brand new car and don't put no tag on it, but then put it on social media and floss like we really doing something, and we ain't even bought the tag for the car. See, we taught each other this. So now we got to break that shit, and you can't break that shit by the ones who don't want it broke because it's more profitable for them not to break it. That's why you don't hear them talking like this. They feel like it ain't no profit in them. It ain't no benefit for them in to wake you up. It ain't no benefit in it for them to motivate you. No, but they'll put out some shit that'll tell me to go fuck your mama, to go rob you. They'll tell me, they'll put energy into me to shine and tell me about how much they got, how much cars they got, how much clothes they got, how many women they doing, how many, all of this shit. And you say, dog, how many people you feed? Dog, how many clothes you done put on these people's backs out here? Man, I ain't talking about the shit you show. What about the shit that you ain't show? That's between you and them people. Have you only did that for a reason for you to gain? Have you did that on a consistent basis for anybody else that you didn't see a way for you to gain out of it? See, people don't pay attention. Just the whole giving away food. We wasn't saying, oh, Pat and them got all this money. They trying to do this. No. Give your own man to somebody else. Give your own to somebody else. We did this FMO Nation 30, and I didn't even have my own place to stay. And I put my money up. I'm going to say that again, just in case you didn't catch that shit. We did FMO Nation 30. And I didn't even have my own place to stay. It was no problem, no issue. We made $0. And guess what? We did it again. And we're going to keep doing it. See, to wake up, you got to stop being led and stop putting all your supportive energy to the people that's not going to wake you up. It's not going to wake up the next generation. It's not going to wake up nobody now. People are tired of that. People want to see the people who shine should be shining. It's time for the real to come back. It's time for the real to take that turn. Come on back to the front, because we need y'all. We need all you real ones. We need y'all. I don't give a damn what none of these folks is saying out here. We need y'all help. Why? Because this fake shit is getting too far. Too many people lying. Too many people, we got pillow talking. You got all this shit going on, faking in front. You got cats right now, 38 years old, still pushing a mindset and an image that's not going to do nothing but destroy your grandkids. Destroy your kids. I heard a girl brag about how her son wanted to be just like his uncle, and his uncle half the kid's life been in prison. I'm not knocking nobody. But what I'm saying is, hell, shit, you don't want to be the person to help him get out to be or stay out. You don't want to be the one to be like, look, check this out, Uncle. I got you. Don't even worry about your work. I'm getting ready to move some shit around. Like, where is the mindset going? So then if all the generation is thinking like that, how can we be the one to say, oh, man, that's them little niggas out there, man. They out there shooting. They always do that, man. They always fucking up everything. No. What have we sold into them? Have they seen a multitude? Have they seen multiple of us out here fighting for that change? See, no. Everybody wanted for popularity. Everybody wanted for clout. Let your shit shine, man. Let your shit shine. And when it comes to the Femination 30, since I spoke on it, we're going to continue to do that. And every man that I reached out to in the city that's jerking right now and asked them to come out and help, all of them either turned me down or never responded. And these are the same men that y'all reward, salute, you buy their clothes, you talk highly of them, you share their shit, and all of that. And ego. I got an ego, too. But real kings and real queens know when it's time to set shit down for the betterment of the people. So see, while they all was doing that towards me, all y'all that's been paying attention should see none of them would stand up because they didn't think about it first. I even heard, oh, man, we was doing that at the park. Oh, man, they ain't doing nothing different. We was doing that at the park. I don't care. I don't care. That ain't what I'm on. I'm on something that nigga, when I die, I want my city to still have a food program. When I'm dead, when my bones is dust, when I return and go home to my Lord, I want my people to still be able to get some help from the people. That's what I'm on. So they ain't got to join because it ain't for them to. God put you in your position for a reason, just like he put me in my position for a reason. He'll put you around a bunch of people that don't believe in you. Why? Not for your gain. Because you're supposed to tell them, look how God used me. Look what God can do with me. And if he can do that with me, think what he can do with you. Get your mind out of this misinformation world that we've been living in. They fear those that's intelligent. And that don't mean they done made straight A's in school. That means in life. See, a man that fills his mind with information and knowledge, they say you can be a this or this, but a master of none. That's another shit that keeps us down. Because you ain't a master of that shit don't mean you ain't supposed to have knowledge of that shit. It says study to show thyself approved. Get your head out that bullshit and start studying what's really real. And then you will see, damn, I gotta shine. I gotta shine. Gotta push. What other purpose are you here for? You might not be here to push your voice, but you got a purpose to let it shine. You got a purpose, whatever is in you, that's supposed to shine. And when you don't do it, man, you ain't contributing like you're supposed to. You got a partner that's doing something. No matter if he was an ex-killer, the man that changed his life around, the man trying to do better, the man trying to make a better way for himself, he ain't trying to turn back to the old lifestyle, and you in position to even throw a damn bone. Cats ain't even throwing bones no more like that unless they think they can get some money off of you, unless they think they can control you. I don't want nobody around me under me. If you notice, everybody that come on Femo Nation, we all kings and queens and bosses over here. Ain't none of them my employees. No, you're supposed to put your people in leadership positions. People say, well, they ain't ready for it. So how the hell is you going to ever get that? How you going to keep pushing that motion? Family around me only. Everybody with me. Ain't nobody under me, man. I'm the head of what I do. Yeah, I might be the this word or this, and my vote might mean this much percent and all of that type stuff. Ain't nobody under me, man. Everybody kings and queens over here. Everybody bosses over here. If I ain't eating, they ain't eating. If they eating, they eating. They eating. I need something to eat. I'm going to eat. But when it comes to this shit, nah, we all together. No matter if you see it or not, man. If we make it, we all make it. One make it, the other one make it. Y'all following people that's going to make it and going to leave every last one of y'all asses to the back. They ain't even going to wear your motherfucking shirt when they make it. They ain't even going to say your name unless it come with a write-off, tax write-off. Better wake up. Better wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Got to quit sleeping. See, it come a time where somebody going to get picked to be that voice, to be that power, to be that energy, to be that motion. And then that's going to trickle to somebody else, and it's going to trickle to somebody else. And all that fake misinformation that's keeping everybody depressed Everybody say when you come to my city, they say you see a dark cloud over my city. Yeah, that's because we ain't letting our shit inside of us shine. We put out some black history out there that ain't even that popular in the city. Shout out Miss Tracy McGee. Shout out to the people that I have talked to that's elders. All other people in the city, everybody else in the city, it's been like one influencer, which is a lady, and I respect her highly, got great healthy products, far as in what we do. Ain't none of them caring, man. Ain't none of them caring. They don't give a shit. So if they don't give a shit, what you think if your cousin do something or if you do something that's great, you think anybody gonna, you think they gonna care? No, they don't. It's all a game. And it's all bullshit because they all been misinformed. But then Black History Month getting ready to come up. And, you know, I don't really do certain things on my page no more, man. I got somebody else going to be working my page for me, but I get on there every now and again, try to post some shit. But they end up taking it off for me. But it's sad, and this is why I said you got to let your shit shine. And I always speak from personal because I put myself in everything. It's a lot of people in my city that didn't know the information with Black History connected to the fairgrounds here. And when I started talking about it, I've been talking about this shit for years, but when I started talking about it to certain people here, even elders here, they didn't know nothing about it. So if you don't think what you do matters to anybody, it don't matter what you do, it's going to be able to inspire and motivate some people. You know how many elders I got? I know at least six elders. I can count on my hand on them personally, who when I start telling them that, showing them the evidence and shit, man, got their blood boiling. Like, what? The first independent Black rodeo happened in Muskogee. Muskogee was the basis for all rodeos and expos and fairs in the state of Oklahoma. People didn't know this. But then when February come around, when Black History Month come around, they still honor Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, Malcolm X and Frederick Douglass and all these type people. We got to take our control back. So we got to let our shit shine. And we got to tell them, hey, all them goddamn Black history celebrations and shit y'all doing, cool. But y'all need to add some of our history in there. Y'all need to add some history that happened here with our people that we was connected to that helped change shit around here for us. We can't keep learning and teaching our people about everybody else. It's kids right now that didn't even know it was three Black ladies who started the first Black library in Muskogee. It's Black kids in Muskogee by the handfuls that don't know that. They don't know that the library transitioned into the Muskogee Public Library. You got to let your light shine. You got to shine. And you got to let that shit shine brighter and brighter because it's needed. Everybody's energy, no matter what you putting out there, all that shit's needed because that's what makes this shit turn. Ain't nobody worried about digging up. You got so many people that talk about the history, but then they not really trying to find the history. And you say, well, damn, I'm from Muskogee, Oklahoma. Wherever you from where you from. I'm from Muskogee, Oklahoma. How the hell do I know about the Tulsa race riots and everything about that, but I don't even know about the first independent Negro rodeo in my own damn city in Muskogee? We had to learn Oklahoma history. That was never in the books. Nowhere in that books did you gonna learn about that. But I learned about Martin Luther King. I had to say, I have a dream speech. What about at Muskogee Fairgrounds when they had that first Black rodeo? I wonder what was the speech that started that shit. I want to know that speech. I want to know that speech they had in 1915, over 25,000 Black folks in line waiting to get in to do races with cars, buggies, and horses. I want to know what was that speech. I'm not saying damn Martin Luther King, but right now, damn Martin Luther King. I already know all of that. I want to know about my people, where I'm from. I want to know that shit. And then, you know, guess what? Just like you give Martin Luther King a building in Muskogee, Oklahoma, how about give them people a building for what they did in Muskogee, Oklahoma? Because from my history checks, ain't none of my family received shit from no Martin Luther King. I'm just saying, you got to let your light shine. Because if you don't, that darkness will never be lifted. We need you. We need you out here. And if you can't do it how you think everybody else is doing it, no problem. Do it how you think you can do it. Everybody asks for change in the black community. Hell, that's one way to start bringing change there. Stop honoring the people you done taught people about all their life. Cool. Now what about their own people? What about their own city? If you're a history teacher in Muskogee, Oklahoma, and none of these kids know about this black history around here, I don't care who you are. You have failed. You have failed at that. I don't care if your students in your history class finish and pass with the highest grade they could ever get. You failed. Because Muskogee kids should not know more about Tulsa race riots than they do about their own shit in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Everybody run, go to the state fair in Tulsa, Oklahoma City, and nobody in Muskogee knows that the shit started right here. They didn't know that this was the basis of it. So all the history teachers I feel in Muskogee, you can get mad at me. Give a damn if it was your mama. They have failed. So what do we do? Now we got to pick up the ball, and we cannot fail. I won't. Will you? We got a lot of people that's of color, of minorities. We got a lot of black people in a lot of positions around here. That, damn it. If you haven't thought about doing anything about this this whole time, here's the time for you. I rep 1033 South C. The history that I'm talking about was two blocks down from me. When they say you're looking for a real one, we got them. They right in front of your face. But your eyes have been trained to be fake. You're only receptive to what's fake. You ain't really receptive to what's really real no more. So when the real ones start coming back, it looks different. Now, this shit's normal to real people, to real ones. You say you Black History Month coming. Oh, we're going to make the kids do this and do that and do this, do that. If none of y'all asses talk about that history that went on at that fairgrounds, then you too are contributing to failure. If you teach your kids in Muskogee anything about any of those famous five, just like a basketball team, ain't that crazy how they do you? They give you your history just like a starting lineup on a goddamn Lakers team. You get your starting five. And that's all you're going to hear about. Eventually, every so often, you hear about the subs. That's it. But you don't hear about the ones that didn't make the team. Ain't that crazy? You see how easy it is to break their game? They game don't never change. They have the same game plan since when your daddy's name was alive, since when your grandma and grandpa's name was out here. They game plan has never changed. That's why you got to let your shit shine. It's easy to see past they bullshit. Folks ask me out here in the streets how you beat Muskogee. Hell, it's easy. Move different than everybody else. That shit, that's the key. I know people doing whatever the hell they want to do around here, anytime they want to do it, but they don't move like you do. They broke it. They found out. They see how people look at the world and how people see things and judge things and all that shit. Man, leader or follower. People be getting mad at me when I say that. Leaders are going to always reveal themselves. Followers are going to always follow. They don't have no choice. But you can turn a follower into a leader if you're the right type of leader. Same people that knocked me. It's crazy. They do that knock me. I'll be watching. I'm going to watch. I'm going to research. I research your ass. I don't matter what it is. But I try to be very, everything that I post, say, speak on, you feel me? I try to make sure I put myself in it personally because I am no better than anyone else. I ain't know when it comes to certain things. Yeah, I can do certain things better than other people, and other people can do certain things better than me. But as a man, I'm no better man than anybody else, and ain't nobody else a better man than me. We still put on our clothes the same way. We go to sleep, we wake up the same way. You dig? But when it comes to this mind thing up here, when it comes to this thing inside you, that's where your uniqueness comes from. That's what got to shine, that uniqueness that was placed in you. You ain't meant for some of us. We ain't meant to hang with the crowd. Everybody be like, no, I'm not meant to hang with the crowd. That ain't my calling. But if you know some of the qualities of these people that's similar to me, not like me, similar to me, we got similar qualities and stuff, and you got a struggling venue, you got a struggling business, Have you really reached out to some people that know what they're doing that can help turn that around? See, I had to bring in a team member to help turn some shit around for us because I wasn't as sharp on it as they was. So I can't be telling y'all to do it, but then y'all not really seeing me do it. I'll bring in a person, add them to the team if they can help push the overall thing and they can benefit and we can benefit and everybody can keep jerking. But you don't bring them in and say, all right, man, check this out, man. I want you down here, and you're going to sweep all of this shit. Even though we walking on it every day, you going to sweep it. Man, fuck that. No. That's that slave mentality, house nigga, field nigga. That's that mentality. Nah, I want you in the house with me. All of us, they say everybody ain't meant to go. Hey, who said that? Who said that? Who said everybody ain't meant to go? Please tell me. Somebody do the research, and if you find that person, tell them I want to have a debate with them right here on the show. Because that is some of the most stupidest shit I've ever heard. That type of mindset is why you don't got R&B groups no more. That type of mindset is why you don't see groups no goddamn more. Everybody can't go. Who the hell is y'all to tell somebody how much they can get blessed? Who are we to tell somebody that that blessing is meant for them or is not meant for them? You see how we've been misinformed? Everybody ain't supposed to go. So then you look around in your neighborhood, you got the one cat who's balling, and then you got his homeboys who's struggling because everybody ain't meant to go. That's what y'all say. See, I told you, the real got to come back. You can never take away the real forever. It's going to always prevail. Everybody ain't supposed to go. That's why your homies get successful, and then the niggas that's been there pulling for them and pushing for them all they life don't have none of it. Because it's easy for them to say, hey, man, everybody ain't supposed to go. I ain't supposed to take everybody with me. Jesus didn't say that. Jesus didn't say that. Hold on now, because I done just got too real. Hold on. Daddy, you mean to tell me all my life, with them elders and passed down to me, what I've been hearing, what preachers done told me, you mean to tell me everybody ain't supposed to go? Everybody, you mean to tell me I can say that? I can tell people that, hey, man, just because I have a blessing, you ain't supposed to have a blessing? See, what it is people don't understand everybody got their own goddamn blessings. So it don't matter if I go. You got your own blessings that's going to come to you in your own way. So you might not look like my blessings, but guess what? Your blessing's coming too.
Amen.
But if I tell you we ain't all supposed to go, then when I get there, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to look, and I'm going to be around a bunch of strangers because I don't know none of them. Because all the people I know, I told them they ain't supposed to get there. No, I want to motivate you. I want to inspire you. I want to help you, too, to get what you going. See, they knocked me because of this vision I pushed. They told me. They can't help just me. They got to help everybody else. But they don't understand my vision is here to help everybody else. See, they knocked me. And what happened? Y'all let them throw a show every Friday at your spot. You watch me show and throw bones to a lot of people. And as soon as they got on, where are those bones at? Where are those bones at? You don't see them because that's not who they called to be. They live under that mindset. Everybody can't go. So I'll take from you what I need from you, and then when I go, I'll leave you because everybody ain't meant to go. That ain't what my God told me. That ain't what I was been sold into me. That ain't what I done lived my whole life for. If everybody ain't meant to go, when you do go to the NFL and you go to the Super Bowl, is it only one person who get a ring? Is it only one person who show up on Super Bowl game night and say, guess what, man, you know what? I ain't never seen Patrick Mahomes stand up and say, hey, man, the rest of my team, they wasn't meant to come. Get that shit out of here, man. It's not real. All these little sayings, all this little stuff, it's all come from people who not really operating in they shine. That's all things to stop you and your shine. Can't let that go down no more, man. Can't let it go down no more. You shine. Mm-hmm. Whatever's in you, you let it shine. And you let it shine hard, bright, you protect it. It don't matter if people say, man, I'm tired of hearing you say this. Man, I'm tired of hearing you do this. Well, guess what? Turn the page, click on something else, or don't pay attention, because over here we going to fight. Over here we going to push. Over here we can't back down no more. Over here we on a mission. Over here God has sent us something to do, and we going to do it by any means necessary. That's what y'all done taught each other. Y'all done taught us about Malcolm X and shit, right? I'm talking about the spirit that's off in them people that was down the street from 1033 South C that did something that inspired my whole goddamn native state to do something to this day. That's the fire that's inside me. Ain't no damn Martin Luther King and Malcolm X inside me. That's what's inside me. Do you know how many family members I could have had there? Do you know how many family members, anybody in Oklahoma that got any kind of connections to black descent? Do you know how many of your family members could have been there? See, you can look inside yourself and your own story and your own history to inspire. That right there is change. And it ain't got to come from building a building. It ain't got to come from doing this. It got to come from standing up and, damn it, telling the truth. Everybody want to have these meetings. Everybody want to have these talks. Everybody want to address the public so they can get votes and shit like this. Address the damn public and spew out this damn history. Spew out this truth around here. Because guess what? There's some people that got killed here, too. For their property, for their land. But ain't nobody talking about that. Let your light shine. Stop being afraid. People get mad when I speak on the mayor. If you didn't know this history, it's never too late for you to learn and then start fighting. Start fighting. I've watched everything. Ever since I've been back, I see the King Center look real good. And then I go drive by the fairgrounds. I get out and walk and look. I'm like, damn, it's not even a sign, not even a flyer. So nobody, everybody looks at that racetrack as, hey, that's the only thing that's ever happened at that racetrack. It's just racist. That racetrack was here since 1903. What happened with the Indian rodeo, with the black rodeo that happened in 1915? Who's standing on the front line trying to get that pushed? Ain't nobody doing that shit for self-gain. Doing that shit for all our kids' kids can go there and say, you know what? Shit, my daddy, my mama come from a place where they had in Oklahoma the first black rodeo that inspired the Oklahoma State Fair, the Tulsa State Fair, and all that other shit. Now, not for us, for them. So we can bring some of that pride in our people back. And guess what? Nowhere in history did it talk about any violence. Nowhere in any documentation that you can find did it talk about anybody getting killed, anybody getting murdered, anybody getting hurt. You won't find it. What does that tell you? And if you're from this area and you grew up going to the fair out there, we didn't even know the real reason why we was going there to go to the fair. Because our people did it first. Made it popular. Did they do it on the racetrack grounds? Yes. So I just had to throw that in personally to let you know. You're going to be in some fights sometimes where it seems like you're by yourself. Seems like ain't nobody with you. Seems like ain't nobody pulling for you. Seems like don't nobody give a shit about what you're saying. Don't give a shit about what you're doing or none of that. Right? But you know your purpose. You know your purpose for your mission. Stay on your mission. Stay operating in that mission. Stay operating in that purpose. Let your shit shine. You're going to be down. You get down and then automatically remind yourself, I got to get back up. I got to fight. I can't feel like this. I can't be in this slump. I got to give it everything I got till I am called home. There's no other reason for me to be here but to give it everything I have. This life was never given to us to be easy. This life was never given to us to be just 100% blessings. Some of us going to have to fight harder than others because some of us is really the chosen leaders. And it's up to us to have to change things. That voting shit, you feel how you ever want to feel about it. I'm always stand on how I feel. I'd rather be voting for some shit that's going to actually change what's around me than voting for some people who say it and it never happens. Right? Now, I'll vote for some shit that's going to actually go into existence. And that's what we trying to show people as well. I ain't got to wait on no damn mayor to do nothing. I don't got to wait on no politician. I ain't got to wait on nobody to do nothing to help our own people. I ain't got to wait on none of them. Why, what they going to tell me? They can't tell me shit. If that's what we want to do, that's what we going to do. Because if we sit around and wait on the Red Cross, we sit around and wait on, what was it, FEMA, we sit around and wait on the mayor, we sit around and wait on these leaders and the Masons and all of this type of shit, damn it, guess what? I'm 38 years old. I'll be waiting till I'm 48. I'll be waiting till I'm 58. I'll be waiting if God let me see 68. I'll be waiting till I'm 68. Hell nah, man, that ain't the energy. That ain't the spirit inside me. I ain't waiting. I ain't got to wait on nobody to do that and do what's in my heart, what's been sent to us as a team overall. No, 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 no. Because it had to be sent to them, and either they chose to ignore it, they chose not to do it, or they didn't really feel like it was beneficial enough for them to do it at that time. So they failed, they test. I won't fail mine. Won't fail mine. You can't fail yours either. See, they just put in positions, man, just to really motivate you, to show you you don't need their approval to do what you do. I try to tell people, man, the housing authority didn't give us approval when we first went on the hill. It wasn't until after they seen the work done and we stuck by what we said that we got full approval. Now, I don't know nobody else's business because I don't be in it like that, you damn it. But for us and for me being from here, that's the first time the housing authority didn't gave me the green light to do any damn thing in my own city. It wasn't because of what people saying about me. They asked me to submit who I am and what we do. And I submitted that. They didn't approve us. We went and did what we said we was going to do. Now we can go do whatever we want to do that's on that positive line, not like on no, you know, negative stuff. Because that's what you got to let your shine. Right now, man, we're trying to open up a club here in Muskogee. People that people talk to every day that own some of these buildings, all of a sudden now, you can't find them. All of a sudden now, they don't want to make no money. You got parking lots with grass that's growing up in the parking lot because ain't nobody doing nothing with the buildings. The buildings is just sitting. And then you got people to come along like, hey, man, let's make this shit happen. Let's get it. And you can't get a sit-down meeting. You can't get a confirmation on it. But it's just sitting, and it's just sitting. But guess what? These is the people that the majority in our community say is cool. You know how many entrepreneurs it is out here? You know how many influence it is just in this city? You know how many talented young brothers and sisters of all damn nations and races here in Muskogee? So any venue that just sits is not a, you're not being a big man or a big woman or you're the coolest or you're a boss. You're stopping a whole lot of people else to be inspired to go chase their damn dream. There's a lot of kids around here that love music. And I ain't talking about just rapping shit. They play instruments and stuff as well. What are we doing? Are we providing more of the same? Or are we providing something that's going to bring some change? Who are we allowing to set the tone? Who are we allowing to set the character? I'm a Okie. And the tone right now in my city, that ain't where I'm from. I'm just an 84 baby, but I'm one of the strongest. And I'm a real Okie. And I ain't used to this type shit. So I had to study it and speak on it. I had to study it. You got people who own buildings, but you got to track them down. You got people who got buildings active right now. Right? They want you to come and track them down. Why the hell is that? What type of mindset is that? That's the type of mindset to make you think you are not as big as they are. You are not as important as they are. I know how many people talked about Jerklahoma. I ain't caring about that shit because the whole time they was talking, we was getting in work. The whole time we was talking, we was feeding. We was providing fun. Whatever the hell we was doing, that's what we was doing while they was talking. But what have they done? What have they done? The summer's almost over. What have they done? Have they brought us together? I did a lot of shit in my past. What about the work right now? What about the work that's going on right now? Everybody say, what can we do to change? Shit, start letting somebody else stop blocking somebody else's shine. Stop blocking somebody else's shine. Start paying attention to where y'all done gave the shine and the places that, you know, you done had people go and give they whatever sign of approval. Whose sign of approval is you getting it from? You getting it a sign of approval from a real one? Or you getting the sign of approval from a fraud, from a fake? Say, it's okay to give this little bit to my people. Stop giving my people in my city the minimum. And it's to everybody. I feel like my city deserves the best. I feel like my people deserve the best too. And a lot of people are giving my people the minimum. A lot of my people are getting in positions of power and they're giving the people the minimum because it requires too much work to give it to them fully. And so many people didn't talk to me about wanting to book birthday parties, but they don't want to go where the black people feel like their nose is stuck up in the air. And these are the ones we've been rewarding. You can lie, you can say whatever you say. And I tell people, you can't ain't shit you can tell me about Muskogee that I don't already know. Just because you don't see me around, you'd be surprised who the hell calls me and talk to me and who the hell I call and talk to. I love my city. Do I like the leaders that's been put in certain positions around the city? I ain't fighting against the people. I'm fighting against that mindset. Because I done seen that mindset when I was in fifth grade at Franklin. But I've been allowed, God allowed me to be around some people and some places to where I could learn some things so I could come back and I could help my people. No matter how much they want to stop it, how much they like the way that they got things going on, before I am done, it will be changed. Before I am done, this lack and this bullshit and this minimum will not be what's cool anymore. Not thinking out of the side of the box will not be what's hot anymore. Just bragging on your own brand and what you doing with your own brand. And if you ain't helping nobody, you, all that shit's going to get come to the bud because you're going to be on the outside and the real ones going to take over. We got a couple moves that we're going to make, and I'm putting all real ones in position. And I'm going to let them run with it however they feel like. They make money, they make money. They get their clout, they get their clout. I don't care. Because I feel like that's what real ones supposed to do. I see a lot of people who had nothing. Now you're balling. You're balling. You claim to help other people. That's what you stand by. But you won't even help your own flesh and blood. But you'll talk about them. You'll play with people's kids to get your brand up. That ain't letting your light shine. And I ain't seen not none of them damn kids as a group as a whole. I ain't seen them come with a brand that's been pushed up like yours and shine. Nah, I ain't seen that shit happen. Talk to these kids out here. You're going to do just like some of them showed you what to do. What's popular for right now is what you're going to give them. And then when it ain't popular no more, you're going to turn and run. And you're going to leave them until you need them again. See, J.B. Smooth told me I wasn't going to make it, and he right. I ain't going to make it by his standards. I ain't going to make it by nobody's standards. I'm going to make it by what I prayed for and what I do with what's given to me. That's how I'm going to make it. And I don't care if I make it to the White House. When my body's finally laid down to rest, whenever that is, that's what I'm planning on making it to. I don't give a damn about making it in this world. Yeah, I can have everything. I tell you, I give up all the little bit of fame and clout anybody think I got. I give it all up. I don't care. I care about this jersey. That's what I stand on. So wait. When you know, when he said that, I agreed with him. Because I'm more self-aware in what I want in this world and what I want out of this world. What I want out of this world and why I'm here is for me to know. It's for people to see. The works I have done is totally different from the works what I was doing. That ain't me. That's what's the power that's working through me. So that mindset, and see, that's what Muskogee has to hear. They don't like to hear when I start telling truth about their favorite people and some of the things they done said to me. They wonder why I'm as strong and as hard-hearted as I am when I move around here. You got to when that's the field you're playing on. You got to, because that's what's popular now. Tell each other we ain't going to make it. To tell each other just because I don't agree with you, you ain't going to get no blessings. That's what's popular now. That fake shit. That fraud shit. Some of these same people that have talked about you and talked about me have done more work than all of them combined. Have put my city in places and my city never would. But I don't constantly just throw it in their face like that. I stand for my brand. I stand for what it is. I'm going to show you how powerful just me, and this is not to brag, but this is to be motivation for you to be exactly who you are. I recognize the power in me when people know that I cannot stand being called fam. I hate that. I do not like being called fam. I'm famo. That's what it is. That's what it gonna always be. I ain't gonna never be fam. I ain't your fam, and I'll never be your fam. I don't want to be your fam, right? That ain't what I stand on. I stand on what's famo. And a lot of people that's close to me will still call me fam, right? And this is what I do with my business. My name is not Pac-Man in my business. That's not the brand. That's not the name that brings the checks. That's not the name that helps other people. It's the mister. And that's my name. For a reason. And first thing I said is, hey, stop calling me Pac-Man. I'm a grown-ass man. If you ain't just close to me like that, you should not be calling me that, because I've asked you not to call me that. People say, well, I'm going to call you Pac-Man anyway. That's because they don't respect you. So no, when you get your shit, you ain't supposed to turn around and go and give it straight to them. You go and get it, and you go look out for the ones that did never disrespect you. See, people want you to stay where they comfortable with you at. They want you to stay in a position where they comfortable with seeing you at. But then turn around and want somebody to see them in a better position than where they was at. Stop being misinformed and stop being led by these misinformed ass dummies. I've been a dummy too. I'm still a dummy in certain aspects. I don't want you to follow the dummy shit I do. Follow the real shit. Follow what's real. It's a lot of your own partners, a lot of your own people, your favorites. They ain't even living real. People telling you about relationships and all this, and they out doing the most. I tell everybody this right now. They think I'm bullshitting, man. I won power a couple of the years. Hell. I didn't have a faithful relationship. I found this out. I didn't have a faithful relationship with one power couple of years because of what we were doing and the work that we were doing. I found out later about the other shit, you know, but that's another question. That's another conversation. Let your shit shine. You see, it appears the fakes is winning. The ladies, a lot of the ladies go after the guys, you know, that's packing the guns. Got their ass hanging out, and you know what I mean, the chains and the dreads and all this, and that image. A lot of women, you know, they want that. They want that thug life. Then they complain about the things they got to deal with when they get it. I spoke on this a couple shows ago. Y'all talk about they want money. They don't care about real love. They don't care about what's real. All they care about is that paper. And I've heard all my life as a male, money, you get the money to get the honey, right? So that means you're worth nothing but what money's worth to me. You're worth less than what I feel how I love money. I love you less. I love money more than I love you. I'm always put the money over you. So even though I know I shouldn't be dragging you like a street prostitute or a street hoe out here, I'm going to treat you like one because I got the money and I'm going to get your honey because that's what you want. I ain't going to be the man with the money that gets you in because you want the money and then sit your ass down and tell you, hey, look, baby girl, this ain't how you should be moving. This money, just chasing the money, ain't going to bring you what you really need. I can have all the money in the world and provide everything for you that you need, and I can never respect you. And if I never respect you, I'll never honor you. Right? So, for women, when y'all looking for these niggas with men, with money and all this type of shit, see if that's the type of man they is. Hey, baby girl, let me tell you something. I know you like this. You like the finer things in life. You like this right here. But you know, if we strip all of this stuff away, would you still find a way to be happy? Because you still live your life without your iPhone, without your heels, without all of this shit, could you still be happy? If I couldn't take you out everywhere to a restaurant, I had to cook a meal for you every day at home, and I couldn't take you out to all these big restaurants and all this, I couldn't take you to Vegas and all this, could you still be happy with yourself? Or are you chasing a misinformed happiness that you've been living under all your life? Me, what I see, a lot of people confused. I was too. I think that's why I had to die and come back. Because the path that I was on and what I was doing, I was heading in the right direction, but I feel like I didn't get with the message fully what was sent to me. I wasn't operating in it fully like I was supposed to, so that part of me had to go. And as it went in Wesley Hospital in Wichita, Kansas, the person that came out of that is no longer that same person. And that's why I tell people I am not Pac-Man, that Pac-Man dead. This the mister. Pac-Man won't ever come back. I was supposed to transition into what I'm doing right now. I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to be that vessel. Not for me to be held up high, tell everybody, I don't want to be 50 Cent. Shit, I just want to help inspire the next people, man, that's going to inspire the people to change some shit. I mean, if anything about my life, my story, anything I've learned, anything I say or do can help the next person, man, then I done my job. Because I know what it feel like when nobody help me. I know what it feel like when you don't let your shit shine. I know what it feel like when folks don't think you shine as bright as you shine. I done been in all the levels, man. So I know how lonely it get. Everybody say it's lonely at the top. That's a damn lie. You know how many fake-ass people it is at the top? When you go to them damn parties, you see them parties on YouTube with them celebrities, you don't see them standing in the damn room by themselves. You don't see them standing in a room by themselves. You don't see them at the damn Dallas Maverick game way up in the nosebleed section. They ass is right there on the basketball court. It ain't lonely at the top. It's lonely when you're real. When you're at the top, you can be around anybody you want to. Anytime you want to. You got a whole bunch of fake people up there. It's crowded with fake people up there at the top. No. It ain't lonely at the top. It's lonely when you're down here and you're real. At the top, you can buy realness, right? To appear realness, it won't stand, but it can appear to be real. But when you're down here every day, when you come up off your high horse and you look at the folks down here, everyday people, look how many people that's lonely simply because they real in life. They don't live a life of blow-up. They operate with no blow-up. same thing they was running and joking about, right, when we were saying no flow up. Then they start understanding. Let me, hey, for those that ain't been on the streets and ain't never sold dope, when I explained it, then they understood, like, ah, okay. So you basically mean the true stepstone shit. Nah, we don't want none of that extra stepstone shit. Give it to us raw, pure, and uncut. No blow up. Every day is follower shit. You got to get out of that shit, man. You got to get out of that shit. My opinion, I look at shit. If you shining and you shining hard and your man's next to you ain't shining just as hard, man, either y'all all got to push or the ones that ain't shining so hard, hey, they got to start looking at certain things. And I feel like here I still see a lot of people stopping a lot of people shine, man. And it ain't because they trying to stop them from, you know, getting a business or stop them from putting a song out or stop them from buying a dress or buying a house, man. It's mental. It's mental. You can say an idea here. Not saying me. You can say an idea here, man, and you're going to hear everything negative before you hear anything positive. And that type of energy, it does something to you. And this has never changed in the city that I'm from, in the city I'm at now. It's never changed. It's always been that way. So I feel like it's time for that real to come back. And we got to change that shit, man, because there's some talented-ass kids out here, man. There's some powerful kids out here. It's a group of kids, man, right now that's been working on history, right? They've been having these debates and stuff, trying to let people in one side and this side, letting them know that blacks here in Muskogee did have part in the history here in Muskogee. These are kids, high school kids, man. I found that out. When I found that out, that type of shit brings me to tears now in life. You know what I mean? Certain things touch me way more now than they did before. And that's why I said I had to be broke down. I had to be stripped from everything. My lifestyle, my health, my family, my finances, I had to be stripped from everything. Everybody going to be stripped down so you can be rebuilt. That's why they say, oh, don't burn your bridges. Shit, I'm burning old bridges. I done already set the match. Burn bridges, them bridges that are closed. Then, if they need to be burnt, that's the reason why they got burnt. Now, them. Why? And that's what they. That's what a lot of things people be misinformed. But when you soak up so much knowledge and you steady research, you don't have to believe exactly like somebody else, man. And my daddy taught me this: you can learn something from everybody. Just pay attention. We're getting ready to ride out of here. Petty Murphy, drop your promo for them, man, so they can know where to tune in and check. Hey, go check my Femo shit out, man. Femo been making major moves, been doing things, major numbers, and then had a lot of major guests on his show, and had a lot of influential, inspiring guests on his show, real people. When I say real people, we know we all live it, but I'm saying real people, man. They got a real story. And that real story has went on to inspire, motivate, and touch a lot of other people that has listened to them when they came on the Petty Murphy Project. So I got to say that before anything else, man. It's been a lot of good content, a lot of great, awesome people. And if you without a biased mind and you ain't on that blow up and you sit down and you listen to what some of these people have said and some of the things they have said in interviews with Petty Murphy, you might learn something. Ben, I'm going to let you drop the links out before we get out of here, Femo.
I'm going to say, you know, he ain't lying. And the Petty Murphy Project, it is that show. Just like Femo Nation Forever Radio, it's that show. We don't do the clout chasing. We don't need to chase after the big day rappers, the actors, or none of that. We want it real. And the Petty Murphy Project is going to do even more real, as I will have Tara T. Quest Little on the Petty Murphy Project Sunday afternoon on Facebook Watch.
Salute.
Tara has done a lot of work. She works with the Fleet DJs, one of the largest DJ coalitions in the country, and a whole lot
big
more.
Big shout out to the Fleet DJs.
I'm telling y'all.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all. There's a lot of real shit that y'all need to be paying attention to instead of basically chasing what the popular consensus is, because it's the popular consensus that makes us have conversations like this. What the mister said.
There it is.
Y'all think that's fake, but y'all are scared of the real because you're scared of reality. And reality is that there's real people out here doing major work, but you got other motherfuckers basically trying to, you know, devalue that work so you don't see it. That's where we change the question.
That's real.
I keep telling everybody my favorite quote from Roddy Piper, the late Roddy Piper. Just when you think you have all the answers, I change the question.
Straight like
we
that.
Just went through
so
this
we get ready, they're getting ready to put us out of here. Drop your link real quick, fam, and your email.
Yo, artists, get heard. Send your audio drop and your music MP3 away file to the PettyMurphyProject@gmail.com. Get an interview request. I just got another submission to yesterday, about to set up their interview for next month. I'm playing your music worldwide, heard in 36 countries on multiple platforms. I ain't got a bullshit. But also, too, follow the Petty Murphy Project on Facebook at facebook.com/PettyMurphyProject, Instagram @ThePettyMurphyProject, and TikTok @ThePettyMurphyProject. Wichita, Kansas, I'll see y'all October 22nd at Big Arbor Restaurant venue for the Nightmare Before Halloween. Harley's Hideaway, October 12th. November 12th, I'll be hosting Sick and Twisted's 15th anniversary party at the Woodshed. And it's going to be jerky.
Salute.
You can pull up, fam.
Salute. Hey, man, we get ready to hit the highway, too. And for me, man, y'all already know what it is, man. Real. Just be real, man. Be true to yourself, man. Let your shine bright. Whatever it is you do. I'm not speaking saying like I just mastered and conquered it. I go through this too. But you have to let your light shine. Whatever your light is, let it shine because it's also needed, man. Big shout out to Famo, man, Petty Murphy, man. Big shout out to everybody that tuned in, man. If you hit this on the replay, salute, double salute to you as well. We will be back on, man, so you can catch us again. Artists, man, hit us up, man. We got you. I know we didn't get all the way off into the music, man, but that's how it be when you get to that real shit. That's just how it be, man. So next show, man, I'm going to drop nothing but all that new music on y'all, man. It's some heat. Till next time, man, y'all keep it turkey.